Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with Denver-based band Float Like a Buffalo. Thanks for joining us on KVNF.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to do our best to keep everyone straight. With myself included, we actually have three Coreys.
Yeah.
So why don't y'all go around and introduce yourselves and tell us what instruments you play and maybe where you're from.
I'm James. I'm the lead guitar player, and I'm from Denver.
I'm Corey Pierman. I am rhythm guitar and lead vocals. And I'm from Denver.
My name is Luke Story. I play tenor sax and trumpet, and I grew up in Southwest Denver.
I'm Garrett Acton. I play hand percussion, and I also grew up in Denver.
My name's Corey Meyer. I play the trombone and keyboard. I grew up about 8 blocks south of Luke, Southwest Denver, on the border of Littleton.
My name's Phil Pluckham. I play drums, and I'm from Chicago. And they never let me forget that.
I'm Jason. I play bass, and I'm from Denver as well.
Awesome. Love that we have so many Colorado natives. We're going to jump right into some music. Let's take a listen to The Day by Float Like a Buffalo.
I know you'll be
That was a song called The Day by Float Like a Buffalo. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I'm talking with the entire band, Float Like a Buffalo, which is seven of you guys, all on one couch, it looks like, via Zoom from somebody's home in Denver, Colorado. We're talking about music and kind of what's going on right now in this crazy world. Next, we're going to be playing a song, one of your newest ones. It's called So Damn Cold. I'm from Colorado. I live in Colorado. Anyone that lives here understands at least initially what this song is about. But how did this song come together, So Damn Cold?
We had a former guitar player, so he helped us write it. But we were just in college, kind of down at CU, and we just kind of wrote it in a garage.
Yeah. Nothing to it. Mostly just kind of inspired by Colorado. It's just kind of a Colorado song, you know. It's not about a specific event or anything like that where we froze our ass off, but it's like a... It's just overall kind of an homage to Colorado a little bit.
Let's take a listen to So Damn Cold by Float Like a Buffalo.
We'll be walking into the night. Said we'll be talking.
That was So Damn Cold by Float Like a Buffalo. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with all the guys from Float Like a Buffalo from Denver, Colorado. You guys just had a recent performance at Lost Lake Lounge in Denver. Talk to me about this experience. And I know that the horn section had to play from a different room. How did that work out, playing in two different rooms?
So thankfully, over quarantine, my girlfriend Alyssa decided to make a purchase of a projector and screen. And so the moment that we got the show and that they put the horn ordinance in place, we figured, okay, how can we utilize this? This is Luke, the Saxon trumpet. So in the green room, we had a speaker that was our monitor. And then we had a cell phone connected to an HDMI cable that ran all the way across the stage to the projector that projected us onto the screen. And the delay between the camera and the projector was very minimal. And our sound, we have wireless receivers that we were able to plug directly into their snakes. So the audio wise, the only thing different was we couldn't see anyone, but we had everything in our monitor that we needed and, you know, just had to pretend that the crowd was there.
This is Corey or Beef, the trombone player. It was actually a really ideal listening situation. We had just the right amount of levels for everything. We could hear each other really well. We didn't have to wear masks, and there was probably a little more air. It was a little cooler in our room. So I think that me and Luke were maybe a little luckier than the other guys in that regard. But we didn't get to see the crowd, which was kind of a disappointment. You don't get to have that interaction, really. So I think Corey, at one point, our lead singer, he was saying that he told the crowd to yell really loud so they could hear us.
I did. Yes, yeah. I did. Yeah. This is Corey, lead vocals. Honestly, like just being in front of an audience again, like even though everybody was seated and everybody was doing all the dances in their chairs and everybody was socially distanced, it was just nice to be on a stage with lights and have an audience in front of us that was, you know, there to see us. We've been doing the yard shows and it's just been really cool to like meet new people and get new fans and have, you know, just the people that live on the street that walk up. But there's just always something about playing in front of your diehard fans, the people that buy the tickets that show up and they're singing, you know, every word and you can hear them. You can't really see them because everybody's wearing masks, but it was a really cool experience to be on stage in front of people again. It was, yeah, just awesome.
Yeah. How long had it been since you had performed in front of an audience?
We had a show on March 12th when we had to cut our tour short. And that
was March 13th.
Lockdown was March 13th. And so it's been, geez, what is that? 3 months, 4 months?
Yeah.
A little over 4 months.
Yeah. Well, I was watching your videos before this interview, and I honestly was like, I want to party with you guys. Like, the funky horns are just a seller for me. And just the overall sound, who did you guys grow up listening to?
This is Luke speaking. Yeah, all of us come from really, really, really diverse backgrounds, which gives us the unique sound. I come from a like punk rock, ska, electronic background.
Yeah, I scored the lead singer. I grew up on like classic rock and 80s hair metal and like, you know, hip hop when it was first coming out.
It's Garrett here, percussionist. I like a lot of metal.
Yeah, and then Corey, the trombone player here. I think a lot like Luke, I just kind of listened to a lot of ska music growing up. That was sort of my mainstay. But I also just really like hip hop and rap. Even currently, I listen to a lot of it. Sort of the rhythmic aspect just kind of gets me. I like lyrics a lot. I like to write lyrics.
This is Phil, the drummer.
From Chicago.
What's up, Chicago?
I think that kind of had a lot to do with it. You know, there's a lot of like punk and grunge in Chicago and stuff, or at least like where I was growing up at. And then I was the emo kid in high school. So that, you know, like that also had a lot to do with it too. So there's a lot of screamo in the background there. And yeah.
I like that picture of you wearing like 8 belts.
We don't talk about that anymore.
Yeah, and this is Jason. I'm like just 90s kid, you know. I grew up listening to all that good 90s rock and a lot of grunge, like Phil was saying, you know, a lot of Soundgarden kind of stuff. And
James.
James.
This is James. I grew up listening to like the classic rock and kind of like that 80s metal stuff.
That background from the seven of us coming together really creates a unique sound that isn't really matched by any other band, at least that we know of. There's a lot of people that are similar, but no one really has the funk that is rock, that is ska, that is reggae, that just kind of combines it all together.
We opened for metal bands, we've opened for funk bands, we've opened for
acapella bands.
Michael Jackson tributes.
Who's your dream band that you'd open for, or someone that would open for you?
Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Chili Peppers would be a cool one on the massive scale. Motet, Nathaniel Rateliff's a cool one as well, or just everyone that can.
Cypress Hill.
What were you guys supposed to be doing 2020, like this summer?
This is Corey, lead vocals. We were getting ready to go on our first national tour for about a month. We had our first two dates in Cortez, Colorado, and Del Norte, Colorado, down in Southwest Colorado. And we got 3 days in when we started, having all kinds of stuff canceled. We were on our way to South by Southwest and New Orleans and Florida and Atlanta, Nashville. And then we were going to come back through like St. Louis and a couple other cities. And we didn't get to go on any of it except for the first two dates. So then
summer camp was supposed
to be. Yes, we were supposed to do summer camp festival this summer. We were
supposed to headline the summit back in April.
Yeah. We're just playing whenever we can at this point right now. Recording and writing, yeah.
Since quarantine has started, we've released two music videos. We've released one song. We've recorded a second. We've had countless write-ups and articles that have come through. Sarah, our manager, organized the Yard Tour, so we've played every single Saturday for the past 6 weeks and live streamed them, and we've had the opportunity to just, like I said, create content and get some really good recordings that we may be able to turn into something. And so we've been busting our butts since it became safe for us to get together, which made it a lot easier to remain relevant.
Yeah. It's nice that there are some outlets for you and some platforms. And that's what we're trying to do at KBNF, is give the musicians a platform to talk to our listeners, share your music. Talk to me about your song, Gone by Morning. There's a funny music video for this. Lots of cameos by you guys bartending and stuff like that. This is a super funky song. And I read on your YouTube, this is based on a true story.
Everybody look at Phil.
It's supposed to be kind of funny.
So this is Phil, the drummer. The concept of the song was my idea, loosely based on a true story that we don't have to get into. I mean, the music video is all very tongue-in-cheek and everything, and then so are a lot of the lyrics from the songs, but it's about a night that a lot of people can relate to, and I think that kind of speaks for itself.
He's turning red.
The laughter's
very, very red right now.
If I'm being real honest, don't remember your name. That's one of the lines.
So Phil came in with the lyric for it, and then Corey Beef had a keyboard lick that he'd had for about a decade, right? He'd read that back in like high school that he'd been messing around with, and it was kind of this combination of, well, let's do this, and the way that we usually work with a 7-part collaboration where it's like, here's a song lyric, here's a riff, let's just extrapolate, and everyone throws something at the wall until it turns into something that is us.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to Gone by Morning by Float Like a Buffalo.
Kissing our face. you trying to go?
Get up on my way.
I said, hey,
wake up.
What you trying to do?
No plans to stay.
I said, hey,
wake up.
Where you trying to go?
Get up on my way.
Was Gone by Morning by Float Like a Buffalo. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with the guys from Float Like a Buffalo from Denver, Colorado. What is your hope for the music industry as we move through this pandemic, and what do you hope the music industry looks like on the other side?
This is Corey, lead vocals. I just hope that everything opens soon in a safe way. And I know that there's, you know, speculation we're not really going to get back to full live shows for a little while, but I think that music is a very important part of people's lives. I think it's what gets people through rough times like this. And if you can go see some live music in a safe, you know, socially distanced way, and you can enjoy it, then I think it's an important part of people's lives. So I just hope that people respect the science of it and, you know, make sure that everybody's taking care of each other and being as good to each other as we can. And hopefully we can get through this sooner than what they're saying, because this is what we love to do, the seven of us. All we want to do for the rest of our lives is play shows for people and make music. We're anxious to get back to it, and we're anxious to see the packed houses again and to see the smiling people singing along with everything. And we want to get back to Red Rocks and play a show and keep that whole train going. And we want it to get here as soon as possible. But, you know, we obviously want everybody to be safe and make sure that we're doing it in a responsible way.
Yeah. Well, share with our listeners where they can find your music and stay up to date on virtual performances. What do you guys have coming up?
Right now we got some yard shows coming up. We're actually going out of state for a couple shows. We got a show in Nebraska, one in Casper as well, up in Wyoming. You know, a lot of our shows are kind of either getting postponed or moved to next year. We're just waiting to hear on dates, and keep an eye on all of our stuff because we do have some plans to release some more material coming up soon. You can find all of our music at floatlikeabuffalomusic.com. Also, this coming Saturday, UMS, the Underground Music Showcase here in Denver, they're doing a virtual fundraiser for the music community. And we were one of the very few bands that was selected to get to play a song on that. So that's going to be happening this coming Saturday, July 25th, on the UMS's Facebook page. And I think it's an all-day thing, too. They're doing a bunch of fundraising. They got a little telethon. They're going to have DJs and all kinds of other bands. We do have a Spotify page, too. What am I forgetting? Anything?
YouTube. We have our entire Red Rocks set up there. We have our music videos that you've seen. And then a few clips from live shows that we've played, from like our sold-out Bluebird show, our nearly sold-out Gothic show. So we have a lot of really good footage that we've collected from there as well.
Awesome. There's one more song we're going to feature on this show, She Don't Care. And there's some nice female vocals, which I think was a nice touch to include. I'd love to know who that artist is. And also talk to me about the choreography in this music video. And do you do this dance live when you're performing?
God, no.
So this is Jason, and Liz Gogolowski is the female vocals on that. She's like our best friend. We love her a lot. She's in a group called Madeline.
And then for the choreography, we were writing the music video storyboard, and it was just kind of like, what are we going to do at the end? And someone threw out the idea of, let's do a dance sequence.
And light a bear on fire.
And while we were recording the song, we were all out in this big field and just 5, 6, 7, 8, and boogie pop, and boogie pop, and Beyonce, and like do some finger guns. It was a ton of fun.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Float Like a Buffalo's music. We'll go out on one more song. This one's called She Don't Care by Denver-based band Float Like a Buffalo. Thank you for listening.
Cause I really think that you would please me. Baby girl, won't you give me a number? Cause tonight it's you.